Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September the 9th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Tonight on Diaspora Live Talk, we are looking at the continued spike in COVID-19 cases in the country and the world over, with the Minister of Health saying as at September 8th, 2020, Zimbabwe had 7,388 confirmed cases, including 5,477 recoveries and 218 deaths.
We are also going to be discussing the issue of the South African delegation, which jetted into the country yesterday to try and resolve the country's crisis, which the ruling party is saying is not a crisis.
Yes, we understand that the ANC delegation led by Secretary General S. Magashule met with ZANU-PF and promised to come back into the country to meet with opposition parties and other stakeholders.
Yes, Jonga, we know that this is the second time that the delegation has jetted into the country. A few weeks ago, the delegation was in the country and it did the same thing, just spoke to one side of the dispute, the political dispute in Zimbabwe, which is the ruling party.
So we want to hear from our guests tonight whether this is a planned thing, that ZANU-PF insists that there is no crisis in the country and that the delegation was supposed to only meet with ZANU-PF, not with other political parties. Wangu Kristi nasi tirukuru kura neze kukwira kuhuandu wevanu wabaka nishirwene cha COVID-19 munyika. Tinonzwa kutipa zile utano nezuru raka ziisa kuti vanoshika zuru zinomwe nema kumatatu nema zana matatu nema kumastere neva sere 7,388 ndo wabaka nishirwene ishi munyika. Asipa wani iwao pane vanukwana kuita zuru zishano nema kumimana. Zurushano ni mazana mana ni makumano mwene vano mwe 5,477 vapora kuchituo wano waneita mazana mawiri ne gumine wa sere 218 vashaya kubakuti uwele ichocho. Todaro tisharto zakare musangano waitwa na asi ni chikwara che ANC ya South Africa kena chile muzimbabwe chana pinda mnika ne zuru kutichie zeye kana kunzwa nezo mata mtuka anonzi are mnika chikwara ishinonzo wato chasangana nebato rezano PF na asi atuwa wimbisa kutubacha zoka munika zakare kuzono sangana niwe mapata anu pikisa kamuchete niwe maa sangano akazimirira niwe maa kereke atuwa rujinji wanga wakatarifira uti chukwara isha vachango pezar wende uru umwechete vachango roa shiri mbiri nedombori umwechete asita nzwa wa esma magashule vashitaura vashitaura iwa kutaiwa kataka kokwa nyewano wanusanganisira vasimba makoni nebatore zapu nemanga mapato kutisinge tikaura nao asitika zo zoka tozita msangano. Tichanzwa kuva dare vedu kuti vanotichi nenyaya yatiri kutarisa iyo Chris.
Yebo Jonga, zvuluka ndava tadhibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum, lapho esixoxa khona nezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala emazweni aphetheya. Namhlanje ke sihlaziya indaba ezimbili ezishisayo, sikhuluma njanje ziyaphuthuma kulo daba loku memetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus. Siyazi ukubana abantu asebebulewe i-COVID-19 elizweni sebesedlula amakhulu amabili 218 futhi abalegcikwane leli bangu 5,477. Udaba lwequla likamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa siyazi ukubana belikhona elizweni lifike izolo lamhlanje ke libe lomhlangano lebandla leZANU-PF kuphela nje kuphela, alizange ke libone amanye amabandla. Sizwa kuthiwa ekuphetheni kwabo inkulumo zabo lebandla leZANU-PF bathembisile ukubana hayi bazaphenduka bezobona ke amanye amabandla, amabandla abalisa ke izaphu okuthiwa ibandla elisuke licelile ukuthi lihlangane lalo lomnumzana Simba Makoni webandla lakhe lamanye amabanda nje aza asiyazi ubana nawo ayafuna ukuthi bakhulumisa lezana PF bathi bona elibizweni kulobunzima obuthiwa ngesilungu kule crisis kodwa izana PF ithi hayi akukho lokho yes sizabaxoxa lapho silaba esibanxusileyo kuhlelo lethu lamhlanje Jonga
Ongo muchilongwa tina Dr. Simba Mavaza vanove nengwe zano PF vari ku Britain uko tinogamuchira muchilongwa chedu Dr. Mavaza tinavo vadhiwa mavhinga vanove gweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu vachishanda ne Human Rights Watch kamembe kweAfrica tinogamuchira muchilongwa tina zvakare vaden moyo vanove sachigaro webato reMGCT mudunhu reAmerica hanzi ndofungana ndisina kutadza ndisina kukanganisa kutaura ndizvoereva moyo kuti USA province kana North America USA North America province MDC USA province aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ndovadare vatinawo muchirongwa chedu we can start by asking the ZANU-PF representative in this discussion Dr. Mavaza Dr. Mavaza we understand that the ANC delegation was in the country and met with your political members and officials Can you tell us what was discussed at this meeting, if you have any information so far?
As we speak right now, they haven't left Zimbabwe. They haven't left the meeting room. A number of people are still waiting for a joint statement, which they promised to give after the meeting. But what we actually have is when they met in the morning, in the opening remarks, we have had S. Magashule, the Secretary General of ANC, stating that he has come to a meeting with ZANU-PF. There's one point I want everybody here to understand. This is not the South African government coming to meet the Zimbabwean government. It is a political party in South Africa called ANC, which is coming to meet a political party in Zimbabwe called ZANU-PF. While there's an expectation and excitement by other parties who want to be involved in the meeting. S. Magashule says, yeah, there is nothing wrong because he has talked to President Mnangagwa, and Mnangagwa says there is nothing wrong for these people to meet these opposite guys who want to be met. We have got a list which he mentions that they are the ones who requested to be met, which includes Transform Zimbabwe, the Dr. Makoni, Simba Makoni, ZAPU, the Human Rights Activists, MDC Alliance, and most curiously, the American ambassador is requested to meet the ANC delegation as well. So the delegation had said they will do that, they will meet, they will make arrangements, and they will come back for such a meeting. But now, the point I'm looking at here is, we need us to look at these two things. The initial delegation which came about 3 weeks ago, it was a government delegation sent by the president in his capacity as the president of South Africa. But this time, it's a revolutionary party to a revolutionary party meeting. So definitely, I don't understand why people would expect a political party to resolve a national issue of another country. I think it's a sharing notes, and probably, why would ZANU-PF allow ANC to come and see what is happening in their government. It's because they want to show that we have nothing to hide. Our hands are clean.
So may I interrupt you there, Dr. Mavaza? You earlier said this is a political party not interfering with another government's problems or whatever is happening in other government. But at the same time, you are saying they were discussing government issues. What's the difference here? Because ANC is the ruling party in South Africa. ZANU-PF is the ruling party in Zimbabwe. What's the difference there?
The first thing is they were not discussing government issues because they have not given us a statement yet of what were the discussions. But literally, the discussions could be probably national issues. The difference is a political party forms a government, but it is not a government in itself. In a government, there are members of opposition parties. They form members of the members of parliament. It includes political parties of different divides who become part of that a legislative a hand, so which is the government in itself. And again, then there is the cabinet. Some ministers are not even ZANU-PF members. They are just Zimbabweans who have been appointed, like Comrade Kirsty Coventry and quite a number of people who are not members of ZANU-PF, but they've been made ministers. So a government is not a political party. But however, the system we have in Zimbabwe now is that the government, or rather the political party, which is the majority party, is the one which forms the government. And therefore, that government answers to the political party, because the members of the government are appointed by such a political party.
Okay, listen. Okay.
Coming to this, to the meeting, what I said is, ANC has come in its capacity as ANC. That's why we don't have government officials in this delegation. All the 10 ANC members, and they've come with direct instructions to meet another political party. So it's a revolutionary brother to a revolutionary brother.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavasa. Let's hear from Mr. Mavinga before we go to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Mavinga, your take on what happened, what transpired in Zimbabwe today, and what Dr. Mavasa just said.
Well, thank you. To begin with, yes, there is a crisis in Zimbabwe, a multifaceted crisis, a humanitarian, economic, political, and human rights crisis. And yes, South Africa is correct that this crisis needs urgent intervention. And as such, the South African authorities at the level of the ANC governing party have dispatched a very high-level delegation led by the ANC Secretary General to Zimbabwe. So it is an important first step that has been taken towards a resolution of the multifaceted crisis in Zimbabwe that has manifested itself in various forms, including where you have 60% of all Zimbabweans facing starvation with not enough food, where you have massive rampant corruption, where you have a state of abductions and cases of torture that have not been resolved, but most importantly and most worrisome, where you have the military or the security forces being involved in the law enforcement activities, in suppressing protests, and inevitably in serious human rights abuses without accountability or with impunity, where there is no punishment for those responsible. And this has been going on for long. A huge number of Zimbabweans have fled Zimbabwe to South Africa. So South Africa is a recipient of these refugees and asylum seekers, and therefore it needs to ensure that there is stability in Zimbabwe. It is not right for ZANU-PF in Zimbabwe, the ruling party, to seek to muzzle citizens and to prevent them from engaging with the ANC delegation. The ANC delegation should speak to everyone who has anything and everything to say about Zimbabwe, including citizens' groups, including the churches, opposition groups, including various citizens' movements like the July 31st movement that are seeking to press for a resolution of the crisis in Zimbabwe. Beyond that, there is need for a national dialogue, but the serious problem that we have in Zimbabwe at the moment with the ruling ZANU-PF party is that it is intolerant of different views. It does not want anyone to speak or to be heard, or to air their views. And therefore, you cannot have a solution where the authors and finishers of the problem, ZANU-PF themselves, refuse to open up space at the table for other progressive voices to discuss and find a lasting solution to a man-made crisis that we have in Zimbabwe.
Yes, Mr. Mavinga, before I go to Mr. Den Moyo, I can throw this question to you. If the ANC is serious about solving Zimbabwean crisis, and ZANU-PF say has denied them permission to meet with these opposition parties and other stakeholders in the country in Zimbabwe, why can't the ANC invite these people to South Africa?
Well, what we know is that the ANC is being very diplomatic, and part of being diplomatic is to treat ZANU-PF with kid gloves, to allow the visitors to diligent and play around. We know that they, the ANC Secretary General Asma Mahashule has said that, in fact, there is agreement between the ANC and ZANU-PF that other stakeholders will be engaged, but that is something that has been set for a different time, possibly within a month, where the ANC comes specifically to engage with these different stakeholders. So that is very important to ensure that there is agreement and that eventually ZANU-PF has been put in a place where it cannot deny this space. And of course, the ANC and the South African government is free to meet these stakeholders at any place or anywhere. But it is important that this happens on Zimbabwean soil with the agreement of ZANU-PF, because there is nothing to hide. This is part of transparency. You know, when people have been abused, victims of abductions, they must speak freely and openly. If ZANU-PF has nothing to hide, it must allow these meetings to go on without disruption and allow the fact-finding mission of the ANC unfettered access into Zimbabwe to victims of abuses, to different groups that may have anything to say about this crisis.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Zvinga. Please do stay there. Mr. Moyo, your take on this.
Yes, it is clear from the onset that the, by virtue of the ANC realizing the need to go and visit its revolutionary sister party, ZANU-PF, in Zimbabwe, is because of the impending crisis that was well articulated by the Oma Vinga there. The Zimbabwean crisis is even ongoing.
Can hear you clearly? We can't hear you well.
Okay, let me get closer to the mic. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, Jonga?
Hello. Ndofunga panikita dambudziko. Vamoyo hatichavanzwa vachitaura. Muri kuvanzwa here vamoyo vachitaura?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Kana muchivanzwa taura henyu vamoyo, because kuno kunda handisisa vanhu.
Okay. Yeah, as I was saying that the sheer visit by the ANC to ZANU-PF is an indication of the impending crisis that has been ongoing, that has been well articulated by my brother, Dewama Vinga there. What we are seeing is an ongoing perpetual systemic undermining of the people's freedoms in Zimbabwe. And this has been going on for a very long time. I would say from the time ZANU-PF took power in 1980, we've seen these gross violations of human rights, starting from the onset with the Kukurahundi that killed more than 20,000 Zimbabweans in Matabele and the Midlands. And this has been going on, and is still going on to a point now where even countries that supported the revolution in Zimbabwe, countries that supported the guerrilla warfare that took place in Zimbabwe, are starting to realize the colossal mistake that is ZANU-PF, in the sense that ZANU-PF is behaving like a mafia now, where they muzzle anyone who speaks against them, where they remove freedoms for common areas for people to express themselves. So the situation we are seeing right now pertaining in Zimbabwe definitely requires external intervention, because as ZANU-PF on its own, it will never be able to solve this problem in Zimbabwe, because they don't have the buy-in from other opposing voices, because opposing voices are being muzzled. We have seen people being jailed and not being given an opportunity to be freed on bail. We have seen countless abductions where people like Itai Zamara is still missing up to today. Nobody knows where he was taken to. We're seeing this continue on a day-to-day basis. And the rampant corruption has completely decimated the economy, And ZANU-PF is not in any position at all right now to rein in its corrupt ministers, its corrupt officers. So the question then is, as Zimbabweans, what is left for us to do besides to try and cry out there to SADC, to African Union, to United Nations, and seek intervention before the whole country is completely annihilated? Because we don't see any light at the end of the tunnel as long as ZANU-PF stays in power and continues with their defunct policies that are destroying the nation. So the first thing is to accept failure, and I think to some extent by ZANU-PF agreeing to ANC coming to see them, they are also starting to see the folly of their ways. They are starting to recognize that they have failed the country, and as such they need help. Yes, whether they are some help from that it comes in, we shall wait to see.
Mr. Moyo, before you go in, Dr. Mavaza, let me go back to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, you raised a question. I mean, you touched on the issue of the country seeking help from other countries. Or, you know, even right now, as we speak of the South African delegation going to Zimbabwe, there's all this excitement and so forth. But why, as Zimbabweans, are we so keen in getting and seeking help from other countries? We've seen countries like Zambia, Malawi, and other, even South Africa itself. They deal with their own issues and they resolve their own issues. What is it with Zimbabweans that we are always saying, why doesn't UN intervene? Why doesn't SADC intervene? Why doesn't South Africa intervene? Can you answer me, please?
Zimbabwe is a militarized state, my brother. The countries you are referring to have freedoms for their people to air their grievances. In Zimbabwe, the military is in control in every aspect. You see that the military is in there controlling the people's lives on a daily basis. It is very difficult to negotiate with the military state because they only know one way of doing things. And that way is through the barrel of the gun. Robert Mugabe himself stated that the pen cannot be mightier than the bullet. And therefore, the people of Zimbabwe are a peaceful, loving people. They are not in a position to take up arms to fight this militarized state. And if they cannot negotiate with that state on their own, I think they have a right to seek help to those that can put pressure on ZANU-PF for the necessary changes.
We have countries like Algeria and others which are, you know, changed the leadership during the Arab Spring. Those countries are more militarized than Zimbabwe, and they are even hardcore than Zimbabwe. What is it with Zimbabwe?
I think that's a question for all Zimbabweans, my brother.
You included
in that question. Maybe if you have a better solution to that same question.
You are the guest, so that's why anyway, we'll throw this question around. Thank you so much. Yes,
I appreciate it.
Father, you're itching to get in. Can you please go ahead?
Thank you so much. Let me give me some latitude because I've got two people to answer to. The first one is Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, you see, the problem we have is that people always talk about human rights abuses by ZANU-PF, which are just a fallacy. It's just the figment of imagination. When people are arrested for criminal offenses, it is not human rights. There is a level where a human right is to be infringed in order to execute justice. We have to infringe your movement, your freedom of movement, freedom of speech, when they put you into prison for some time. That is a legitimate way of infringing into those rights. So if you are an opposition member and you commit a crime and you are arrested, you are not arrested because you are an opposition member. You are arrested because you have committed a crime. So I need to make another point. The problem we are having at the moment, if I can give a round answer, is that what is called crisis by these opposition parties and the human rights activists is the absence of the opposition in government. This is called democracy. If you lose elections, there is no crisis in the country. There's a crisis in your party because you have failed to win. You have to find ways to deal with your crisis and win. But you are exporting your internal party crisis as if it is the national crisis. And then you, unfortunately, as I said before, 90% of people who have access to the social media are the opposition members. Because we are talking about, of the 15 million Zimbabweans, only 2 million are active on social media. And those 2 million, yes, they can translate to the opposition. And then if we do that, we look like everything you read is about a crisis in Zimbabwe, which is not true. This idea of demonizing your own country, this idea of demonizing your own nation is repugnant to moral justice, is repugnant to humanity. It's the worst thing we ever do as a nation. But now, let me answer Comrade Dan. Comrade Dan, the issue of Gukurahundi is not a ZANU-PF issue. It is a national issue. It was not ZANU-PF which sent the soldiers into to fight the dissidents. It was the Zimbabwean government. And so we cannot take that and blame a party. And that issue was resolved. There was actually a time when we had a ministry of reconciliation, and all the parties were involved. And what the recommendations were made. And this is something we should look at and move. You know, relying or talking about the 20 years problem, which the government turned back and said, we are sorry, this was a moment of madness. But as Zimbabweans, let's hold hands and continue. We do not progress by talking about Gukurahundi each time we talk about human rights. Let's look ahead. Let's look forward. Let's move on. This country needs unity. It does not need this division thing about the Gukurahundi or whatever we think it is. And most of these so-called human rights abuses are not abuses at all. These are happening in the minds and the mouths of the opposition. It's not happening in reality. Now, this shows why the SADC had not sent emissaries to see the government of Zimbabwe. South Africa sent a delegate who came to see the president last time. After seeing the president, they went back whatever report they made. Today, it's a political party which has come to see another political party. That's why, Chris, ZANU-PF headquarters, not at State House, not at Parliament. It's actually at the headquarters. So, in other words, what we are simply saying is there is no crisis at all. The crisis is in the opposition camps who are failing to achieve enough votes to be part of the government. And that does not translate to a national crisis. And it's actually putting the name in a bad name, in a bad shape. And it's destroying the confidence in our country. And that destroys our investment. So the problems we are having with our economies are being caused by people who go around telling things which are not true. Zimbabwe is not in any crisis. It is the
best. Can I hold you there? Yes, when you have 95% unemployment, the hospitals have nothing at all, and you have people leaving the country en masse in thousands, if not millions. Is that not a crisis?
No, that's the problem. The problem is that people don't understand. They are relying on the statistics given out there, not by national statistics. We don't have 95% of unemployment. We have actually 85% of employment. Most of it is in informal trade. And that is employment. People have got a mentality that employment means you must work for somebody else. 99% of Zimbabweans work for themselves. Only a small percentage works for other people. If we do not work for the formally recognized working outlets, it does not mean that there's unemployment. And again, there is no way we can actually define our economic situation as a political crisis.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. We'll get back to you. Mr. Mavinga, what's your take on what Dr. Mavaza just said?
Well, I think Dr. Mavaza does not clearly understand human rights obligations. The government of Zimbabwe has a responsibility to protect human rights. to ensure that there are no abuses, to prevent abuses, and to hold accountable or to punish those who commit abuses. And the government of Zimbabwe is failing on all these counts. So we talk of the security forces, soldiers and the police, frequently involved in open abuses, including during the crushing of protests. So it is repression. We have documented the killings of civilians on the 1st of August 2018 during post-election protests in Harare. Six individuals were shot and killed with no accountability. The Motlanthe Commission recommended that those who killed, the security forces who killed those people, should be punished, but it never happened. There was no compensation for the families and for those that survived. Again, in January 2019, 17 people were shot and killed by the security forces, no accountability. At least 17 women were raped by the security forces, no accountability. And since last year, we have had over 70 cases of abductions and torture of government critics with no accountability. So when my father talks of there being no human rights abuses, this is the problem with ZANU-PF and its supporters at home and abroad. They are in denial. They live in a cocoon. They live in a time warp. They do not want to accept the reality that people are suffering every day, that citizens are being abused by the security forces every day. And we are saying that as the Motlanthe Commission says, the military should not be involved in law enforcement activities. It should not be involved in policing because they are not trained to do law enforcement. They use violence excessively, and that must stop. So when you have the military confronting civilians, the military with AK-47 rifles, then you need intervention. And this is why South Africa has seen and acknowledged that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe. That crisis is because the military is holding guns on one end and shooting at civilians who are unarmed. So someone must intervene. And the government refuses to listen. President Mnangagwa refuses to listen. On 4 August, he labeled government critics, civilians, citizens. He said they were, bad apples. They were terrorists. They would be flushed out. So that kind of brinksmanship of a ZANU-PF that has crossed the proverbial Rubicon River, that must stop. People must be free. People must enjoy their freedom. Corruption must stop. It must end. This is not happening. We have literally a mafia government presiding over in Zimbabwe. The so-called Second Republic, the new dispensation, is effectively a mafia organization with the likes of Victor Matema Danda boasting and bragging that the so-called sellouts will be made to disappear. What kind of government is that?
Mm-hmm.
We have victims of abuses being subjected to persecution through prosecution.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Todzoka kwamuri izvozvi. Regai timunzwa vamoyo kuti vanoti misi moyo kuluma vava.
Yeah, I mean, what Mavinga is saying is definitely what is currently happening in Zimbabwe. We have a stubborn ZANU-PF government that fails to acknowledge what is going on in the ground. They are clearly oblivious of the people suffering, or they just don't care. Because if you look at how they live their lifestyles, they have lavish lifestyles. We see them buying most expensive cars that I don't even see celebrities in America drive. And they are prepared to have those cars in potholes, driving them on potholes roads. They don't care about what the ordinary human being, ordinary citizen of Zimbabwe is living his life, whether he even has anything to eat for the day. It just doesn't bother him. So we have a cult in ZANU-PF now that's controlled by these elite guys that are running, that are deciding who gets fuel and when they get it, that are controlling the monetary and fiscal policy in Zimbabwe. that they are able to manipulate the currency so that it benefits them when they sell it to you at a US 1-to-1 rate. But when they go out there themselves, they use it differently. Because what's happening in Zimbabwe is clearly like we say, a mafia society. There is really no rule of law. The institutions that are supposed to protect the citizens, they are not independent at all. We have questionable institutions in Zimbabwe. We had this land policy, which was good on paper, but when it was executed, when you look at who benefited from that land policy, it is the same ZANU-PF chiefs who benefited from that, and that land is now turned into white elephants. There is no productivity going on that land. So you can see that we are dealing with the people that clearly do not care about the citizens of Zimbabwe. We have heard some of their ministers talk of if they were to wipe out everyone else who's not ZANU-PF, then they would live a better life. But I can guarantee you that better life is meant for only, we're talking of less than 5,000 families here or people that are actually benefiting from the system. The rest of the people, including the police that they use to harass and beat up people in the streets, they are living a substandard life. They are living as poor as some of them. I don't even have proper accommodation. They are living in shacks, renting behind those shacks built behind the people's homes. But they don't realize that at the end of the day, this fight here to free Zimbabwe is for everybody. It's not just for the poor and the suffering and the workers. It is for every Zimbabwean who deserves to be free in their country of birth. Millions have escaped from Zimbabwe. They are now a burden. Zimbabweans are now a burden to our neighboring countries. They are a burden to South Africa. They are a burden to Botswana. They are even a burden overseas. Some are resorting to crime if they can't find jobs because they can't get proper paperwork. Zimbabwe has just become a total mess, and all because of this one party that is holding on to power at all costs. Mm-hmm. That has to change, and it has to start with ZANU-PF itself introspecting and realizing that however they have managed that country has been a colossal failure that has not benefited the individual citizens.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Chris Baba.
Yes, let's go back to Dr.
Ndokunga pane vaka vhura mike yavo kana vasiri kutaura vanogona ngo mute.
Yes, Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you.
Dr. Mavaza, Chris, ukavakumbira kuti vambotaurawo nerurimi rwamai vanhu vanzwe kuti zvii zvatiri kukurukura.
Zvakanaka. Right. Ndanga ndiri kuda kuti zvakanditanga dangoti pindure.
Yes, Christopher.
Yeah, he's talking. Can you hear him?
Okay. I can hear you, but I can't hear him.
Okay, he's talking.
Pakunyunyuta kwanga kuri kuita vamazvinga na moyo. Dambudziko ripo ndirekuti chava ari kuti udzvanyiriri kana kuti kune udzvanyiriri huri muZimbabwe. Idambudziko rekuti kana vachinge vatyora mutemo ukavabata, vakuti matibatirei hatifanirwe kubatwa nekuti isusu tiri vanhu tinopikisa. Izvozvi zvikaizvo handizvo zvaiudza kuti nyika iri kubudirira. Nda kuti vamoyo vadzidzise chinhuwani, mhuri yeZimbabwe iri kunze kwenyika, vari kuAmerica, vari kuno kuEngland, vari kuSouth Africa, they are hard workers. Zimbabweans are hard workers by nature. They are not a burden on anybody's economy. They are actually a blessing to the economy of a country where they are in. So Zimbabweans work very hard. Tinoona Zimbabweans anoshanda, ari kuenda kuzvikoro zvakasiyana siyana, vazhinji kunze kwavari ikoko they are working. Saka ipfungwa yakaipa yekuda kuudza vanhu kuti muZimbabwe ari kunze kwenyika itsotsi. That's not true, and hazvisi chokwadi. Chokwadi ndechekuti varikowo matsotsi ari kunze kwenyika asi remuZimbabwe, dzimwe nyikawo dzatisingataure nemazvita. Kune vazvaka vakarewo matsotsi ekuZimbabwe ari kune dzimwe nyika, asi maZimbabwens ese haasi matsotsi. Saka hatikwanisi kungovapedza vese nebhurasho rimwe chete, nekuti tiri vanhu vane zvakasiyana siyana, tine mabasa akasiyana siyana anosimudzira zita renyika yedu. Once dzada kuti vamwe vanzwisise, the Zimbabweans in diaspora, they have actually assisted in our Zimbabwean economy. My remittances in diaspora are very, actually they have kept Zimbabwe going. Tine ana mai vari kumaruzeno vatinobatsira nemari, nerera muzvikoro, different places. Vese iyoyi mari kai haisi masocial services eZimbabwe, iri kubva kuma personal pockets emaZimbabweans outside the country. Tine vazhinji vari kunze kwenyika vanoda nyika yavo vasinangoishoropodza pavanenge vangowanira mukana. Kepiri, patinzwisisa kuti kana tichiti nyika yedu haina mhirizhonga, haina bopoto, hakuna bata wabata mukati menyika. Iko zvino zvatiri kutaura, ehe, kune dambudziko rezveupfumi, Kristo ramanga muri kumboreva. Upfumi huri kunetsa kwete muZimbabwe yega, pasi rese tenderere, tine dambudziko renyaya dzeupfumi. Zvanyanya kukonzera ndizvo zvakonzerwa nenyaya yechirwere chedziwa mupengo chati chadai kupenga nenyika yezvechi. Asi Zimbabwe iri kuedza nepaere inogona kugadzirisa. Ndada kuti tigotaura chinhu chimwe chete. Takaita nenyaya yeutano. Kana makateerera mashoko aminister of health kana gurukota rezveutano anova yemutevedzeri wenyika vakonstantine Chiwenga vakatiwo kubva nhasi Zimbabwe ichatanga kuona kuti vanhu havachaenda kunotsvaga kurapwa kunze kwenyika. Tava kuita reform our health system, tava kucreata inonzi a national health system or a national health services inoita kuti utivandudze marapirwo evanhu utano hwemunyika yedu. Saka iprogress inofanira kuti tibatane nekuvasapota nekuti vaunza muono usina kumbounzwa nemamwe maminista akabenga ari mukati nebazi reutano. Kunyange vamwari ana zvichiremba havana kushanda, havana kuunza muono, vanenge vaunzwa navachiwenga. Saka in short ndisati ndagara pasi, ngatitarise zvinhu zviviri. Nyika yeZimbabwe haidi vanhu vanoishoropodza, inda vanhu vanoiumbiridza. Hurumende yeZANUPF, hurumende yeZimbabwe yakasarudzwa nevanhu veZimbabwe vakasarudza bazi reZANUPF haina chairi kukanganisa, asi iri kutorwisa nekurwisana nezvimhinga mupinyi zviri mukati nerodhi, madande mutande ari mumigwagwa arida kutitsvinga, asi nyika yedu ichabudirira. Saka chandinokumbira ndechekuti vadhani mwoyo vamazinga, ngatibatanei tiise narrative kunze kuti nyika yedu ine hope, ine tariro. We will succeed.
Saka thank you so much.
English. Do you have it in English?
30 seconds. Because now we tipinde mutopic yamaintrodusa iyoyo yenyaya dzehealth, nekuti tarichida tarisawo kubata kudzoka kwemanesi nevamwe vari pakuramwa mabasa kubasa muchiremba kunge vavindisana vachiwenga kuti vari kutarisa matambudziko avo. Ndiyo imwe nyaya tachida kuti tikurukure. Saka mamangwe aibata nonga Krisa achasvitsa mbvunzo pamusoro payo. Ita hanyi 30 seconds.
Thank you so much. Simplicity in English. You see, the only problem we have as Zimbabwe is Zimbabweans who are outside Zimbabwe, they are not all against their country. The most of them in diaspora, Zimbabwe is benefiting a lot in the diaspora remissions and remittances. And we are saying, as Zimbabweans, we cannot say Zimbabweans outside the country are criminals. That is a wrong shading or brushing with a black brush they are given by Mr. Moyo. Zimbabweans are not criminals. We are actually fruitful, not only to Zimbabwe, but even our host nations, where wherever we are, where we are guests, we are doing the best we can. We can give you more than 1,000 names of Zimbabweans who have done very well, who are now vice chancellors in universities in foreign lands, who are now summer councillors here in England, who are Zimbabweans. So we have a lot of these Zimbabweans who are doing the best to put the name of Zimbabwe abroad. So my request and my appeal to each one of us is, let us not badmouth our country. Let's come together. Let's have positive thoughts. Let's look ahead. Our country is the best country and the only country we can call ours in the whole world. And the last thing to answer Mr. Mazinga, Comrade Matema Danda is one of the hard workers in the cabinet. He's a deputy minister of defense. We saw him yesterday going to hospital, seeing the soldiers who were injured. We saw him going to Mutare on Saturday and Sunday doing party business. He is doing everything very well. And I think we must applaud him. He is not an academician like what we want to say, but in whatever level he is, He has done the best. So I think it's wrong to label him as a confused person like what Mr. Mazinga had. So I think we need to respect our leaders and support them. Then Zimbabwe will be the best country ever.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Mnumzana Moyo. Yes, Mnumzana Moyo, Amuzi Akuluma Lapa, Dr. Mavaza Lapa, Ukena, Ungani, Avantu, Singani, Sanko Kele, Chikakulu, Amkamba Nizikama, Lo, Mnumzana Matemadanda, Ucha, Aya, Siba, Tukarazile, Nini Zanda, Siba, Kutazo, Babuza, Ulumile, Ugubona Zano, Nama. Angisakuzwa Moyo, asazi kumbe umutile yini imic ya. Awusazwakali futhi uzwakale nje kancane, yabona kuthunyukile futhi.
Usungizwa manje.
Yes, esikuzwa.
Ya, ngithi inhlekisa ukuthi ekhulunywa ngu-Dr. Mavaza le eyokuthi kumele siqakezele izandla abantu abafana lo Matemalanda. And I think ngifuna ukubuyela kancane emuva kulento engikhulumileyo ngokuhlupheka kwamazimbabweni kwamanye amazwe. Siye sabona e-South Africa nge-xenophobia, amazimbabwens ebulawa ngama-South Africans ngoba bekhala ngokuthi babathathele imisebenzi. Ngapha e-America, I can give you an example of about i-consortium abantu abangu-6 ababesenza i-tax fraud ababuya eZimbabwe lapho. Of which abanye bakhona namanje ngikhuluma kanje basemajele. E-UK angikhulumi lakho, sizwe izitori eziningi ngamazimbabwens. Angisho ukuthi amazimbabwens in general abantu ababi ngaphandle. Yes, ngivumelana layo ukuthi they are hard working people in the prominent positions, and we see that. But he's talking only of a few Zimbabweans and ignoring abanye who are actually in dire straits and are stressed out in these other foreign countries where they are being discriminated against, especially in South Africa. Everybody knows the xenophobia that has been going on, that keeps recurring in South Africa. And in most cases, we are targeting the Zimbabweans. That very same reason, which is they are hard workers. Mabathagenjela khona lokho thina sizibuza ukuthi okay silelizwe lethu eli-prosperous elinothileyo why sisehluleka ukuthi sakhe ilizwe lethu libuyele kwi-status elaliyilo lona before 1930 before iZANU-PF ingene imoshe zonke izinto balute yonke into kona manje bona bangaboshefu badlamnandi zingala abantu balambile ngaphandle abalala uzwelo labantu bezanu abalala uthando lwabantu and kuyamangalisa kakhulu ukuzwa umuntu obonayo isimo seZimbabwe esingakhona kodwa athi hhayi singakhulumi kabi ngesimo leso esikhona asiyekeleni kuqhubeke kunjalo asiyekeleni baqhubeke besidla asiyekeleni baqhubeke belutha thina sithi cha asingeke sicontinue i-generation yabobaba bethu bafa izinto zilokhu ezimoshakele i-generation yethu siziyaguga layo izinto zilokhu ezimoshakele kulabantu abalama-40 years abangakazi babone umehluko eZimbabwe since bazalo and then bese sizwa abantu abakhulumela izanu besithi hhayi cha konke lokhu singahambi liyokuhlambaza ngaphandle lisikhulume kakubi njengelizwe asingeke sikhulume kakubi ngeZimbabwe izinto ezenzakala eZimbabwe kuyizinto ezijabulisayo ezithokozisayo yes siyasebenza la ngaphandle sithuphela ama-remittances siyazi ukuthi sisapote i-economy yeZimbabwe because without ama-remittances esiwathumelayo i-economy yeZimbabwe by now should have been on its knees impact on its bearing if it had not been for the remittances that amounts to over 2 billion that are sent by Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans care for their relatives and their families back home. But surely we need a government that cares even more. We need a government that provides an environment that will attract imisebenzi, that will attract a political atmosphere that can assure people who have investments in Zimbabwe they are safe and therefore bring the much needed foreign foreign money to flow in, foreign investments to flow into the country. We just don't have that right now with ZANU-PF. And the funny part is, I stated before, Bona, their lifestyles are lavish. We see them on social media. We see them chartering private jets. Even the president's son, we see him flaunting his wealth on social media. How are Zimbabweans who are suffering expected to look at that? And how are we supposed to just ignore that and accept it? And we cannot compare Zimbabwe to other countries that are prosperous. We cannot say, that happens to every country. Yes, it can be happening to other countries because they can afford it, and they can afford it for their citizens. It is not as skewed as it is in Zimbabwe, where only a handful are the beneficiaries of the state. We saw the diamonds being looted there from Chiazzo. Right now, those diamonds are supposed to benefit the community in Chiazzo. They did not. They allowed the Chinese to put a runway there. The Chinese land their planes there, collect the diamonds, and they leave. They don't even pass through customs. What kind of corruption is that? And how long should Zimbabweans just stand aside, watch, and expect that thing to happen on its own?
Yes, I know, Dr. Mavaza, you are itching to respond there, but let's give a chance to Mr. Mazinga.
Thank you, Chris. Okokuqala ngizodoba ngesiNdebele ngivumelana lawe Dan Moto. EZANU-PF kugcwele amasela, bayantshontsha kakhulu. Siyakhabula ngenxa yokuntshontsha kwabantu beZANU-PF. Siyacela ukuthi hayi lingantshontshi konke. Sifuna ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe baphumelele. Ma uye koBulawayo mawuse Harare etrain uzobona kuthiwa kaphelani amasela ZANU-PF ilawo amaningi ndodambudziko guru ratiinaro muZimbabwe umbavha hwakakomba kuvatungamiri vatinenge tichiti ndivo vatungamiri iko zvino zvipatara zvakagwadama vana mukoti havasi kuita zvakanaka kumabasa vana chiremba vari kutambura nguva nenguva dzimwe nguva vanozongodzoka havo kumapasi kuti hapana zvekuita asi zvikwanisiro hapana zvekuti vashandise nenguva ino yedenda recovid-19 takaona kuti chakanyanya kuita mukurumbira kubiwa kwemari yaifanira kuti itenge zvinhu zvecovid-19 ikasaenda kubasa iroro iko zvino kuenda kuzvipatara kazhinji kungosvika muchinzi mishonga tengai mega mabhandeji tengai mega, mapirisi tengai mega, nekuti zvipatara hazvina chinhu, hurumende haisiita basa rayo. Ndokodzero dzakawanda idzodzo, kodzero dzevanhu kuti vave neutano hwakanaka, vachirapwa nenguva yakafanira, hazvisi kuitika muZimbabwe, nenyaya yekuti mari iri kushandiswa nenzira isina kutsarukana. Nyaya yekodzero inobata vana mukoti nana chiremba, vanofanira kuti vabatsirwe. Vawane mari yakaringana kwete kuti pangofungwa chete kunzi kana mari iwedzerwe kotungamidzwa divi rimwe chete revashandi kunyanyanyanya kumauto zvinoda kuti vashandi vese vehurumende vapiwe mugove yakaringana kuti zviendeke kumunhu wese hapana munhu asiri kutambudzika hapana munhu asingadiwo mari inomukwanira kuti iye nemhuri yake vagone kurarama zvakanaka.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Let's get back to Dr. Mavaza. What's your take on what these two gentlemen have said?
Right. There are two things which these two gentlemen are agreeing on, and they are not understanding what they are agreeing on. So let me just be clear on it. The first thing, I do agree with Moyo to say our town roads are full of potholes. And yes, they are potholes. And that money has been stolen from the town council. I agree with him. And the question is, who is in charge of our councils, of our towns? It's MDC. We do not have a single ZANU-PF councillor in Harare. We don't. We don't have a ZANU-PF councillor in Bulawayo. We don't have a ZANU-PF councillor in Gweru. We have only some few in small towns like Chipinge, we have only two, and a very few in Shurugwi and Kwekwe. But the position is MDC has failed the people, has failed the local governance. They've run down our towns to a 14th century town. And then they put their failure on the doorstep of ZANU-PF. Shame on them. It's wrong. It's not good. Because they know very well they are the ones who are messing up our towns. They are the ones who are messing up everything. Now, let me quickly go to the health system. I'm saying here we need to applaud Dr. Chiwenga, the Vice President, the Minister of Health. He has come up with a blueprint which is clear in transforming our health system. And let me correct this. Dewa is Mr. Mazinga. He's a lawyer. So, Mr. Mazinga, as a lawyer, you must understand, there was not even one penny stolen for COVID monies in Zimbabwe. It was a potential loss. Not even the government had not paid a penny. And even the permanent secretary for finance actually came out and said no money was stolen. Dr. Obadiah Moyo did not pocket a penny. Not even wire, not even the carbon drugs. Nobody took a penny out of the government. It was a potential loss. And that potential loss is the reason why they've been arrested for abusing their office. But none of them has taken a penny. And therefore, it is wrong to keep on saying there's nothing in the hospital because the money was stolen. Nobody saw that money.
Thank you so much.
And again, in short, it is not correct. I'll be 2 seconds. It's not correct to say ZANU-PF is full of things because there is no proof. We have got actually so many members of the MDC who could be arrested very soon because of the corruption they've done. The Wall City Council of Harare, they've been arrested for residential scandals. Those are MDC members, and they're not ZANU-PF. So MDC's corruption is in its blood. But they only hide behind a thing and say, we are not in power, but we are stealing little. We should steal more if we are in power. Sometimes he's saying, we are going to stop all this. That's why the president of Zimbabwe, His Excellency Dr. Mabuza Mnangagwa, had appointed a commission, an anti-corruption commission, which would look into these issues. And look, what are they doing? They are arresting people irregardless of their party affiliation. And therefore, that means justice, that means fairness. And give him a chance.
Dr. Mabuza, nguwa hedi ajikana. Kwa sara, maminis maviri, Chris.
Yes, Jonga, I think, like you said, we have to wrap up. This is Siva, Sushika, Mapetele, and Otelo, Lwetu. Yes, he is one of our, the silo, Togotela, Umafa, Zangwe, Lapa, Osanda, Kuluma, Lapa, Oti, and I. Udubo eZimbabwe akula udubo olubangela abantu yibo abathi udubo lukhona ikakhulu emazweni bahlambaza ilizwe bekhuluma okunenge neni okungahambelani lalokho athi kuyenzakala elizweni njalo uthi uyancoma kakhulu umphathintambo omusha owezempila kahle udokotela Constantine Chiwenga, onguye osezithethe kwezempilakahle, uthi hayi kuyenza umsebenzi omuhle kakhulu.
Ndizozo Chris, tanzwa kuti vanamukoti vadzokera kumabasa mushure mekuita musangano negurukota rezveutano vari mutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga avavimbisa kugadzirisa matambudziko akatarisana navanamukoti nevamwe vari muboka reutano vari kuramwa mabasa. Chandingada kunzwa kune vadare vedu tichinangana navamavhinga ndechekuti munoona here zvavimbiswa navachiwenga zvichigadziriswa zvichizosvitswa kana kuita muchero zvokuti hatizoona vana mukoti munguva diki diki vadzokera zvakare mukuramwa mabasa. 8 seconds vamavhinga.
Tinovimba kuti vachiwenga vachazadzisa mashoko zvoitwa nemazvo, asi chikuru ndechekuti mari yavana mukoti nana chiremba ngaisadiwa. Uyezve tinoziva kuti vekunze vakaita sana UK embassy nana American embassy ndo vari kutsigira nemari. Mari iyoyo ngaishandiswe nemazvo kuti ibatsire mhuri yeZimbabwe.
Mr. Moyo, your last word. Do we see or can we see what the government through Health Minister Chiwenga has promised to health workers coming to fruition?
First and foremost, the whole idea of Chiwenga being the Minister of Health is like setting a hyena to guard over the chickens. The guy has no respect for legal practitioners. He calls doctors mere laborers. And therefore, how can you expect him to do anything good for the same people that he denigrated publicly?
Thank you so much.
I don't see the logic behind having such a man to lead the health public sector.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavaza. 30 seconds. Tinga wana here, zvakavimbiswa navachiwenga zvichibudirira izvi.
Chokwadi ndechekuti zviri kubudirira. Vachiwenga munhu anomira nemashoko ake. Munhu anoti chaanenge ataura anobva aita. Ane kahumuto karimaari sekuti akati ngachiitike chinoitika. Ende ndine vimbiso neZimbabwe yese inovimba nawo kuti zvichaitika.
Dambudziko
rekuti vakambotuka vana chiremba zvinoitika mukurwa tinenge tichingosundidzana isuku nasaya tinosvika kwatinenge tichienda.
Kristi, nguva yedu yadyana kana vane mashoko ekupedzisira.
Yes, Tonga, I'd just like to thank our guest, Dr. Simba Mabaza, Mr. Dan Moyo, and of course, Mr. Dewa Mazinga for joining us tonight. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. My name is Tonga Kandemiri in Washington, in America, saying good night, Zimbabwe. Thank you.